Well, we have heard the testimonies of our three brethren recently ordained to the Kirk session. And it's been a great joy to hear this testimony tonight, along with the two over the past 2 weeks. There have been differences in the brethren, difference in age, difference in appearance, difference in their giftedness and abilities, but all in accordance with Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12, all put together for the edifying of the body of Christ. And even a difference in when they came to the Lord Jesus Christ and got gloriously converted. But I want to finish tonight, inside 10 minutes, I want to finish by pointing out some of the similarities between these testimonies, or of these testimonies that we have heard. Philip's tonight, Ronald's last Sunday night, Tommy's the Sunday before that. The first similarity is with each of these brethren. First similarity is that each of them heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in a special and particular way. Let me say what the gospel is. The gospel is the story of God's love for sinners that brought the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven's glory round about 2,000 years ago to go to the cross at Calvary, to die there as a substitute for believing sinners. He offered himself without spot to God. He's the one that has procured salvation, and the message concerns him. That's the story of the gospel. Now, these men heard that in a very special way. I say special because the Bible tells us that we can hear the gospel in different ways. The Lord Jesus said that when he told the story of the parable of the sower going out to sow the seed in different types of ground. You remember, many of you, the stony ground, the wayside hearer, first of all, the hard ground where the birds swooped and took away the seed, the stony ground, the ground that was wrecked with thorns, and then what was called good ground. And each of them, that particular night, they heard the gospel. They heard it at different times. Philip said the night he was brought up in it. Ronald said he never heard it until that night that he heard it when Dr. Paisley was preaching in Tandragee. And Tommy had some knowledge of the gospel to some degree at any rate. But the point is, on that particular night that they got converted, the seed had fallen on good ground, and they heard in a very special way. Secondly, each of them, while they had that knowledge of salvation that came to them, and that salvation was the free gift of God, each of them knew that there were two things they had to tend to before they could receive that free gift. One of them was they had to repent of their sins. Somebody once wrote the words, "Repentance is to leave the sins I loved before and show that I in earnest grieve by doing so no more." That's what repentance is. It just means breaking off from your sins, quitting your sin, turning right round and going to the Savior. And the second thing was not only their repentance, but they trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That's the point in each of their testimonies. Not the church, not the preacher, not their upbringing, not their religion, but simply the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And each of them at that time received Christ as their Savior. But there was a third similarity in each of them. And I can bear witness to the fact that each of them joined the church where they felt the Lord wanted them to belong to. They were not content just to come and say, "Well, I'll keep a discreet distance. I'll not get too much involved, but I'll throw my weight in the church. I'll come under the discipline of the Kirk session. I'll be willing for the government of the church to be the government over me. I'm not going to be a freelancer roaming around here and there. I want to join the church." And that's exactly what the New Testament principle is. In the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, we are told that the thousands who got converted on the day of Pentecost continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, breaking of bread, fellowship, and prayers. And that's God's norm. That's what God wants. God does not have this in his plan, that there should be people born again who are part of the church, invisible, and they were put into that church the minute they were, but it's not his will that they remain detached from the church local. These men were the same mind of the Lord in that matter. Each of them joined the church, and it was good for this church that they did, because they never could have been elders or deacons as they all were beforehand unless they had been communicant members of the church. They were just following the New Testament example. And then lastly, the fourth similarity that I want to mention tonight is each of them got involved in Christian service at the earliest. We've heard Philip's story tonight. We heard about Ronald. We heard about Tommy. Each of these men have been a real source of strength under God to the congregational life here. And they did that before they became office bearers. Then they were elected office bearers. And then they were elected and ordained to the session the other week. They got involved in God's work. And I would say it to you tonight, friend, if you're a Christian, get involved in God's work. That's the first thing. Stay involved. Don't drop in and out. And be committed the rest of your life. I want to finish by saying this, that a testimony to the saving grace of God is the greatest thing that you can have. Maybe I'm speaking to somebody tonight as a close, and you're not saved yet. When you've heard these men tell how God reached them in their own different circumstances, and how the Lord marvelously saved them and kept them saved and gave them joy unspeakable and full of glory, would you not like to have that testimony as well? Well, you may, if you will turn from your sin and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And who knows what God will have for you in your life for the rest of it, if you'll only surrender to him and yield to him. Trust his Son as your Savior right now.